Welcome to another episode of Bulletproof. I'm Steve Stanulis. Now, normally on Bulletproof, we do some real life deception and crimes. But today we're going to do something totally different, being a former NYPD police officer and, private investigator, actively and running a company. 90%, I would say, of what we deal with are cheating spouses or cheating significant others, I'd say. And it's funny, we had ran a poll, and I can't believe the response we got. It was overwhelming. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to get to everybody's responses today because there's so many great ones. And that's what's crazy about doing this particular job is every time you think you've seen everything you possibly can or heard every story you possibly can, there's something else you hear, and you're like, oh my God. And I would say we got over 500 responses. And I hate that we had to dummy it down to only 10, because it was just I could talk all day and go through 50 of them. But we picked a couple, and maybe we'll do this again, just to change things up. But trust me, you guys are going to be entertained. If somebody out there has this type of experience, I'm going to apologize in advance because I'm still getting more requests here on people that would like to share, and I appreciate it. But let's start with a couple. And again, I'd like you guys to comment if you can share or you guys can relate in any which way to any of these stories, or not maybe exact, but something that's similar. So our producers put a couple together, and the first one is the reflection in the sunglasses. So what happens here is apparently the guy sends, "Hey, hon, I'm working late" selfie from his car. That's basically, "Hey, well, I'll be late. I'll be home tonight. Don't wait up." But in the reflection, the guy's wearing sunglasses. So in the reflection, there's another woman fixing her makeup right in the passenger seat. So I don't much sure how he took that selfie, if he kind of went like this way, which I don't know, and she was like right over there. But somehow, some way, I mean, again, people don't realize that mirrors and reflections probably solve more cases than investigators themselves do. But again, I would rate that. So we're gonna rate these, right? One being, not that terrible, and 10 being like, wow, that was ridiculously stupid, or I don't want to say crazy, but so we'll rate them instead of 1 to 10. We'll rate crazy, stupid, or lazy. That's what we'll do. So let's go through this one more time. So the guy is in his car. He takes a selfie. Why, first of all, why would you take a selfie, right? Why not just tell, I guess, whoever you're sitting next to, just listen, be quiet, I'm calling my wife up. Why would you just take a selfie of yourself and say, "Hey, hon, with your sunglasses on, I'm not going to be home until later," and not only not tell the person you're with, because obviously in this case it looks like she probably knows he's married or has someone, but then take a selfie this way, right, with the camera facing this way, so you could actually see the girl in the guy's sunglasses. So I don't get that one. It's kind of you kind of deserve, I guess, just to get caught with that one, because there's so many different ways to do it cleaner, I guess. And not that I'm trying to give people ways or better ways to give them a cheat code, but I guess I would basically just tell them, listen, keep quiet. I'm calling my wife or my significant other. Just keep getting ready, and I'm going to do a quick FaceTime. That's what I would do. And then, if the other girl that's in the car is getting ready, doesn't know I'm with someone, I would then say, or wait until I get somewhere where that girl is nowhere near me to send a selfie or jump on a quick call, and just for the to be safe. So either way, let's see. Well, are we going to refer to that one as silly, stupid, or lazy? I'm gonna say, I'm not gonna say lazy. Silly, I could be silly. I'm gonna edge towards stupid on that one. I'm gonna say stupid. Like you, dude, you deserve to get caught. When you again, you're taking a selfie with not only towards where the girl is getting ready, but with sunglasses on. Sunglasses are a killer. Sunglasses are are a good way to get a lot of evidence. People don't realize that. But yeah, I'm gonna rate that one stupid, I'm gonna say. All right, so yeah, again, if you see this, leave a comment. What do you think? Now I'm gonna say stupid, but you can tell me if it's silly, stupid, or lazy even. But what's the other one now? He sent me a second one here. It's the and again, it's funny because I'm reading these for the first time too, because I don't want to have any preconceived notions, so I want to kind of read them as I get them, so my answers are not predetermined. They're actually genuine in real time. So this one, what is this one? Alexa betrayal. So hey, my wife hears, "Welcome back, Jessica. Problem, nobody named Jessica lives here." So smart homes are snitches, I guess, right? Wow. So the wife comes home and here and isn't Jessica in here is "Welcome home, Jessica." So again, how many times did he bring her there? Why would he even let her set this up with Alexa or have her ask for music and stuff and let her, unless she wanted the wife at some point to know, right? But, well, is that stupid? Is that lazy? Is it crazy? Is it funny? That's dead ass stupid. I think that's just dead ass stupid. I mean, first of all, it is pretty ballsy to bring home a chick to your own house. I mean, pony up some money, dude. Pony up some money and go to a hotel. I mean, are you that, I don't even know if sexually if I'd be able to perform, because every time I thought I heard a noise, I would be so worried about that. I don't even know if I'd be able to get hard. I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, again, the I'm getting these in real time. So again, there's not much to say about that one, but other than stupid. Stupid, 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 stupid. Every which way. I wouldn't bring home my girl to my house, first of all, ever. We're playing with fire. Because how many times things change, your plans change, and somebody comes home early, and yeah, it's just you're asking to get caught, or you don't give a fuck. Either way, yeah, I'm not gonna say that's funny. I'm gonna say that's stupid. Let's see here. What's this next one? The DoorDash double life. So the cheater. Is it a guy or a girl? Not that it matters. All right, so it's a guy. It's not stressing that, but it does that as we go down further. The cheater accidentally sends food to his wife's house and his girlfriend's house using the same account. Both receipts hit the email, the same email. Wow. Okay, so that I'm going to say is just stupid. Again, it's not crazy. People don't realize that nothing destroys an affair faster than, well, not, I don't even say destroys an affair. I'm saying it wrong. Nothing destroys a relationship. I mean, you're only opening up a whole Pandora's box when you do something like that, right? Because eventually, if someone, you know, again, if your significant other is inquisitive and they're going to see a foreign address, they're either going to think it was a mistake and they got charged. Right. And why am I getting charged for this address? We didn't order food there. Again, it just opens up a Pandora's box. And why are you ordering food to two separate people on DoorDash at the same time and not thinking of it? Right. So again, please comment. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, again, I don't think this is really funny or crazy. I think right now, this could be the stupidest things, stupidest ways to get caught. Maybe we could call this, but yeah, I don't know. That one, I gotta say, it's just pure stupidity. Let me move on. I think there's 10 of these today. So, yeah, maybe we should call this the stupidest way people get caught. And again, leave a comment. And if you disagree, if you think it's crazy or funny or lazy. Or if you have something you could share that's maybe not exactly the same, but is in the same vein. Let's see, what's the next one he sent me? The blue toaster. This one I've heard about a lot of times. This is not uncommon. The Bluetooth disaster. So a guy. All right, so yeah, so again, people think a lot of times it's always the guy cheating, but this time it's the wife. So a guy gets into his wife's car. And oh no, I'm sorry. I'm reading this wrong again. All right, so we're on a streak with guys today. So the guy gets into his wife's car, and the car automatically connects to Ashley's phone. But Ashley's not his wife. So the phone rings and Ashley calls, I guess, during the time he's on the phone in the call with his wife and starts texting him messages with pics. And also saying how much she misses him with hearts. And then she calls. So, as the wife, and he actually, at this point, the wife hasn't even caught it yet because she's not paying attention. So, I guess she had no idea. And then, as he's trying to get rid of the texts, she says that then she calls and he was starting to scramble, but I guess his Bluetooth still picked up. And then Ashley starts saying, "Hey, baby." Wow. And Ashley, I guess, didn't know about the wife either. So she didn't play along. So his wife and Ashley started getting into it. Wow. So that's crazy. Crazy. See ya. Yeah, that one's crazy because that one is a I won't say it's stupid, obviously. I'm going to say, and again, this has not been uncommon. We had a job where the woman who was cheating was like right next to that, adjacent to the husband's vehicle, and he was driving with his daughter, but the Bluetooth got picked, her Bluetooth got picked up in his car, and she was talking on the phone, and then the conversation went to him. So I've heard about the, obviously we've had some of these before. People don't realize technology also catches more cheaters than private investigators sometimes. Sometimes that's just like, that was meant to be, for him to get caught, you know? So yeah, I'm going to say that one is, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's not stupid. That's crazy. Yeah. Because again, why, how would you go? You know, you go in your wife's car, what, you know, and your Bluetooth by happenstance gets connected. That's crazy. Yeah, that one's the first one I've had so far that we've had some similar events. And I bet you some people listening have some things that have happened like that, because that's not uncommon. The other one was, the other ones, you know, this one I'm not going to say is stupid. This one was not on them. This was on, you know, pure happenstance. That was a higher power saying the gig is up. What's this one now? The gym membership lie. She claims she's training hard every morning. Reality, the gym shows she's only checked in once in 3 months. Okay. The only thing getting exercised was her. Not with weights. So, wow. Okay. So, again, what we usually tend to find out, right, is usually after breakups or long breakups, because a lot, you know, when you're with somebody for a long time, everybody gets comfortable sometimes, right? You put some pounds on, you're comfortable. So usually when people start to get, well, when they break up, usually that's when people, you see them, they start to get in great shape. They get their hair done, they lose weight, they get in good shape, they maybe get some little Botox, whatever they do. That's when everybody looks their best, right? So usually when you're with someone for a period of time, everybody gets comfortable, but maybe puts on a little pounds, don't really take care of themselves like normal. And when you notice out of nowhere, and you're still with them, that all of a sudden everything is emphasized on how they look and all this stuff, and they start doing stuff to themselves that they wouldn't normally do. Again, I guess that's how the husband started getting a little suspicious, because she was all of a sudden never went to the gym, and then she was working out every day. She was working out, but not like she claimed, or what he was first led to believe. So that's not funny. I don't know. It's not stupid either. It's not crazy. That was the investigator doing a good job on that, because he must have confirmed, obviously, for his client that she hasn't been there, which again raised the flag. And then they did some surveillance, and then boom. So yeah, that again, I've read a lot of these. I don't know why. There was some really funny, silly, stupid ones, but yeah, I mean, that's just, you know, good investigation work. Sometimes you catch yourself, but that, not, you know, okay. Who am I to judge, right? What is, what is the airdrop sniper? Okay, so what is this one? At a restaurant, a random girl accidentally airdrops photos to the wrong phone. They were not business meeting photos. But again, that's bizarre, because how would the wife get them? Unless she knew the wife personally too. So that's crazy. See, that would be crazy and stupid So she re sent like naked pictures and pictures of them together, but airdropped them to, instead of his phone, her phone. So this is like an incident where I hope they weren't best friends. But there was definitely a relationship, a real relationship between the wife and the spouse's cheater, I guess, because she had both their numbers. And obviously it was a number she's used to calling, because to airdrop that, pictures of herself naked and pictures with, making out with her husband, and that's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. Again, different. I never had a case like that. All right. Yeah, that's pretty good. Again, please comment. Let me know if any of this, what you guys think of each one. And again, if you could share a similar story, maybe nothing, not exactly, but something in that vein, I'd love to hear about it. The Venmo exposure. Never underestimate public Venmo transactions. Oh. So he was out cheating. And I guess he made or split the tab. And the girl sent a Venmo with a heart and a glass of wine saying, "Amazing night, babe." And sent it to him. And then when the wife grabbed the phone to go Venmo from his account, she saw his Venmo. That's, again, first of all, I mean, why don't you, eek, why splitting the tab? And then you say, well, Venmo me. Again, wow, that's kind of stupid. It's dopey. It's not paying attention to detail. I don't know. I mean, I think you deserve it to get caught. I mean, if you're a mouse, you'd be putting your tail into the trap. I'm gonna say it again, if you can have a story out there that's similar, by all means, please share. So she sent a Venmo. I guess they split the tab, sends emojis of a heart, wine glass, and says, "Amazing night, babe." And then you had to see that, right? Unless maybe he didn't. And then his wife just grabbed his phone just to say, "Hey, I got to Venmo someone. My kid's soccer." And she sees this. Wow. Okay. All right. The family iPad trap. Guy deletes texts from his phone. Forgot that the message is still synced to the family iPad. Sitting in the kitchen, his kids see it first. Oof. The iCloud has n ended more relationships than jealousy. Wow. So that's I'm not going to say that's stupid, right? Because he deleted the messages, but fucking iPads, right? Wow. So the kids saw the messages. Apparently they were explicit. They weren't pictures, but still explicit enough, and they told their mother. Wow, that's pretty crazy too. I mean, that's, yeah, a lot of times, a lot of people get complacent, but yeah, that's crazy too. I mean, I'm not gonna say that's stupid, but yeah, I mean, like, a lot of these things, you end up catching yourself. Well, I'm going to say that again, but please share if you had anything like this or, in the vein. I keep saying it, but I'm just curious. That's another one. That's a new one. That's what I mean. He may be, I think they gave me these because these were ones I really never dealt with, or my company has never dealt with. I think we're at number nine. Yes. Fake business trip, wrong weather. Okay. And this is funny because they picked all these were all mostly guys cheating, which not always, it's not really the case. It's usually half and half. But guys catch themselves more with stupidity like this. Claims he's in Chicago for work, posts a pool selfie, but it's snowing in Chicago that day. Wow. That's so fucking stupid. Can you imagine? The guy posts a picture of himself in a pool outside, not like in a hotel, inside a hotel or whatever, outside, clearly outside. There's a skyline, sort of like on a rooftop. I'm just reading, I'm sorry, a rooftop pool. See the skyline. That's obviously is not Chicago skyline either. So if you're really thinking about it, if you really wanted to get technical, they probably would catch themselves anyway. Even if it was sunny in Chicago and it was just as perfect weather, if it was nice in both places, unless somebody has ever been to either. I mean, you could basically obviously see the skylines are different. But I mean, that's fucking, that's stupid. He might have just took a picture with the chick, right? Because, and again, good for the wife. She checked the weather in Chicago. It was 20 degrees, and this dude's on a rooftop taking a selfie in on the pool bar and roof. Well, all right. The last one, the PI follow. No, I don't want. I don't like that one. I don't like they picked that one. It's not even funny. It's not stupid. It's not very basic. Don't like it. So I'm gonna stop there. And again, what I'm gonna tell everybody is, if first of all, thank you for all of these for sharing. Again, if we pick one of them and you want us to share, we obviously never give up names. We never give up anything. We just share the story. But again, it's crazy how a lot of these people get caught. Another one is the Easy Pass, right? If you check the Easy Pass, because you can kind of see where they're traveling. And if they're supposed to be one place, I mean, Easy Pass is another, dead giveaway. It catches a lot of people. Our company has caught a lot of people through Easy Pass because he says he's going A, and at B, at a certain time, he's going somewhere totally different. I'm surprised we get any of those. But again, I know they wanted to send me stuff that I haven't personally dealt with to see what my reaction is. So again, if you have a crazy story, drop it in the comments. And if your instincts are telling you something's off, trust them. Trust them. And again, this is Bulletproof. I want to thank everybody for making this a top podcast on Apple and on Spotify. And I hope you enjoyed this. I did. It was all fun. It was all different than just talking about true crime and all these different things. So I'm going to share this, and hopefully you enjoy it. And again, if there's anybody out there can re relate to this, please share. And if you like somebody's contents or somebody's stories, you want to hear more, please let us know. Again, as always, stay bulletproof, and can't wait to see what the comments are. We'll talk to you next week.